I'm coming, Jesse. So, as tradition would have it, I often get time with young disciples on Super Bowl Sunday. And I kind of like it because I look up a lot of fun facts to share with us. And you're going to say, what does that have to do with church? But trust me, I'm going to bring it back, okay? So this afternoon is Super Bowl number 57. And Super Bowls are numbered instead of saying it's Super Bowl from 2022 because football seasons start in the fall, but the Super Bowls are played in the new year. So we would get confused. Is this Super Bowl 2022 or is this Super Bowl 2023 because it's in February? So they started numbering them. They started with number 5, but went back to get pickup number 1. But they're numbered with Roman numerals to make it more fancy. And so this Super Bowl is 57, L for 50, V for 5, and 2 I's for 1s, 57. And when they had Super Bowl 50, it was just going to be Super Bowl L, and they didn't think that looked very good, so they switched back to regular numbers, and it was Super Bowl 50. That's the only one they've called in regular numbers. And just so you know, mark your calendars, in 2066 will be Super Bowl 100, and that will be Super Bowl C, because that's the number for 100. I know you wanted to know all that. Okay, so Super Bowl Sunday is the second highest, biggest eating day of the year, only behind Thanksgiving. Super Bowl Sunday even beats Christmas when it comes to eating. The number one food is pizza. The second food, most popular food, is wings. And this made me think of Hannah Capps. 8 million pounds of guacamole will be eaten today. That always makes me think of you, Hannah, if you're listening. The winning team, players, coaches, and everybody affiliated will get rings. That costs about $5 million to get all their rings. And today will be the first all-female flyover crew. The Jets that fly over for the Super Bowl, first all-female flyover crew. Okay, so who's playing? The Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Their quarterbacks are both in their 20s. Jalen Hurts is 24, he plays for the Eagles. And Patrick Mahomes is 27, he plays for the Chiefs. The Eagles have only won one Super Bowl, and the Chiefs have won 2 in their franchise history. And for the first time ever, there's going to be siblings that play against each other. So Jason Kelce plays for the Eagles, and Travis Kelce plays for the Chiefs. I thought that was interesting. All right, so what do they do when they're not playing football? So the Eagles have a charitable foundation, and they have free eye exams and glasses for the kids that need it the most in their city. And they also have a Eagles Autism Challenge, where they raise funds for research and different care programs in their town as well. And they have individual players go out and do their own wonderful things. There were a bunch of the Philadelphia Eagles that combined with other musicians in town, and they made a Christmas album. And all this money went towards charities in their town. And the Chiefs play tribute to the veterans, the military troops, and they honor veterans in their community. And there'll actually be a dad and his 8-year-old son that will be in the game at the game today. They also have something called Kingdom United, where they go into elementary schools and have a program that they teach on equality, inclusion, and acceptance. So I tell you all this to say that they are using their platform, their occupation, for good. They're not just on the football field. And in our call to worship today, it says, "Happy are those who follow the Lord." Well, God needs some of us to be preachers, thank goodness, not all of us, but he needs some of us to be preachers, computer engineers, teachers, nurses, therapists, musicians. He needs all of us to do what he is calling us to do, even football players. So no matter whether we're in the classroom, the sanctuary, the office, the football field, the schoolhouse, no matter where we are, God is calling us on a path, and we're not there by ourselves. He goes with us. And Pastor Jim has titled the sermon, Choose Life, and I don't know which direction he's going to take with that, but I encourage you to choose the life that God is calling for you. What path is he calling you down? But he's not calling you, he's not telling you, Jesse, go that way, and I'm going to stand right here and wait and see how it goes. He says, Jesse, I need you to go this way, and I'm going with you. So whether you're on the football field, or whether you go into the classroom to share the good message, know that you don't go alone. And know that we all have a platform, no matter where we are or what stage we are in life, where we can share the good news and share God's love and love our neighbor. So remember, even those big, burly football players, they come down to our level and go and share love and good news to others. That's how I'm bringing it back around. And enjoy your snacks this afternoon. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts that you give us. No matter where we are, you have equipped us with your hands and your feet to be your love and light in this world. Help us to know that we do not go alone, and help us to know that it is by the strength and the power of your Spirit that we can do all you are calling us to do. We give you thanks and praise. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.